the Vatican is giving out these rules that his clergy are to follow to verify whether or not something is truly a paranormal or spiritual event, or if it's a hoax.
The Vatican is cracking down on potential supernatural hoaxes. The Catholic Church has a long history with believers seeing visions of Jesus Christ or the Virgin Mary. But now a newly issued rule means only the Pope and not local bishops can declare if apparitions and revelations are actually supernatural.
And basically just giving them guidelines to follow. And the reason why this is happening right now is simply because of what I told you many years ago. The veil is about to be torn. The veil between the spiritual realm and the physical realm is already taking place, and things have just been amplified.
The Vatican knows that extraterrestrial life exists. He was very confident. I know you've been following this for a very long time. What do you make of what the Vatican is saying this morning?
Well, so, you know, I've only found one news site actually reporting that it was going to mention aliens, and they didn't attribute that data point. If you look at the website for it, it limits itself to talking about apparitions and related paranormal phenomena. And it's supposed to be kind of an update of protocols that the Vatican had for handling cases like that. So they only started a few minutes ago. You have them there live right now. So I haven't really had the chance to hear what they've said or to see the document itself. My guess is that it will probably not mention aliens. I would be surprised if it did, and all things are possible. But I think it's going to focus on apparitions and the kind of paranormal phenomena that often accompany apparitions. So by apparitions, we mean people who claim to see Jesus or the Virgin Mary or angels or other saints, sure, and sometimes to hear things as well.
So is there evidence of angels and aliens being one of the same? Do you believe that could be true, sir?
I think what we're encountering right now in the UAP studies is probably different things. There are a few things that I think seem to fit a demonic profile, but I don't think the majority of them do. Others, I suppose, could be angelic sightings, but I think it likely that we're talking about some other things too, genuine extraterrestrial intelligence, perhaps intelligent species that are crypto here on Earth. I think it could be a lot of things, and maybe angels are one of them, but we'll have to see.
And they know that they can no longer use smoke and mirrors. They can no longer lie to the sheeple to make you believe that they're just weather balloons, that they are behind all this stuff, because too many things are beginning to take place and it's about to just blow up in this reality. So they're coming out with all these guidelines to try to help people understand what they're living in and what they're dealing with and what they're seeing, because so many different spirits are now back on the planet. I just saw a clip earlier today on TikTok where there's some town or city in Texas that was just overwhelmed by crows. Crows were just everywhere. Anytime you start seeing a whole bunch of crows, we already know what time it is. Those of us who are spiritual, you know, nature will show you the signs that you need to see to know what's about to take place in this reality. There's about to be a whole lot of transitions, and there's a whole lot of trapped spirits that are right beyond your scope of vision. People are starting to see shadow people. They're seeing reptilians. They're seeing what we call aliens, the little insectoid beings. They're starting to see all types of stuff. You have people who are seeing what they call the demon face syndrome. What you're living in basically is a masquerade ball. The masquerade ball is almost over. And the masks that they've been wearing and hiding out in these skin suits, pretending to be humans, you are about to see, because the light spectrum on the planet is changing. They've been flying those chemtrails for many years now, trying to basically put up a fake smoke screen and blot out half the things that are in the sky. But now, no matter what they're doing, it's just not going to continue to work.
They get reports from all over the world all the time about appearances or apparitions from religious figures, people who genuinely in some cases, and maybe in bad faith in others, report that they see religious figures appearing in front of them. So the church is basically saying now they've got a new process to review which ones of those are explainable, which ones may be mistakes or misunderstood, and which ones may just be straight up hoaxes or false. And then the other category of what they may appear to be legitimately things that they cannot explain with human means. And effectively, what we're seeing is the Vatican wants a deeper hand to deal with these kinds of things more directly.
People are going to start seeing all types of strange things that are going to start taking place in your reality. I know they said even the schools are preparing for skinwalkers and for different beings that they lied and told you did not exist. They're doing drills with the students for what they should do if something were to happen while they're in school. So those who are not prepared for what's about to take place was already starting to take place. I highly recommend that you get some wisdom, you get some knowledge, that you understand, overstand, and understand who you are, where you are, and what's going on around you. Because if you don't, you're going to flip out, you're going to lose your mind. I believe that's the reason why you have all these murder suicides happening.
When you die, you die. When you die, you die.
I spoke with medical experts and they tell me that suicide is well on its way to becoming an epidemic.
Out of focus.
Over a million Americans will lose their physician this year to suicide.
Suicides have reached a record high in the U.S., and the recent deaths of Kate Spade and now Anthony Bourdain have many people questioning.
People's eyes are opening. They're seeing family members. They're seeing loved ones who they thought were their wives, their children, and they're looking like monsters to them because they're starting to see the spirit that's within them. I've seen it in family members, friends, neighbors, all types of people. I've been seeing this stuff for years, but now a lot of people are going to start seeing it. So the people who they told you were schizophrenic or who were crazy were really the ones that could see the whole time. And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break. Well, now the whole planet is going to start seeing. And the Pope, the Vatican knows this, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
They've been hiding this from you. The Vatican archives aren't just old documents. They hold proof of ancient gods with advanced technology. But that's not even the craziest thing that was recently discovered. In leaked Vatican correspondence, there are hints of hidden texts saying, "These writings contain knowledge forbidden to the public. The archives have been guarded for centuries, so what are they hiding?" This is where things get scary.
So the only way to combat it is to put stuff out there like they're doing to let people know, okay, if you see it, call. Let us know what's going on. For the ministers and the priests, I remember a few years ago we talked about how they're having nothing but problems with these exorcisms, trying to get all the spirits out of the people, and the demons, or what they call demons, are not leaving the vessels. Because you're at a point now where everything is about to be revealed. That's why they call it revelation. Everybody's going to know the truth, and they're not going to be able to keep lying to you and telling you this stuff doesn't exist, that these are myths, that these are fairy tales. All the stuff that they told you about was real. And now the magic is returning to the planet. I remember we talked about how the Vatican himself is a high priest. That's why he is basically like a magician. That's the reason why he has the books. He knows everything that's going to take place. If you go back into magic and you look at the wizards, you look at the witches, the magicians, they are the ones with all the knowledge, and they would have these libraries. So when you would go to them, they had to go and research and go into books. They were the ones who knew about the different spirits. There's a show that I'm watching right now called The Dresno Files. It's an older show, but I've never seen it. It's on Tubi.
Your bloodline is very important and very powerful.
Justin Morningway was murdered.
Justin's uncle.
With black magic.
My family is screwed up, and I'm screwed up, and someone should just wipe us out.
Harry. Harry, that is black magic, and you cannot afford to dabble in the black.
If you haven't watched it, definitely check it out. But he's a wizard, and he was born with unique gifts and abilities. And he ended up conjuring up a spirit who helps him to solve all types of paranormal cases and different things that happen. And he works with the local police department because a lot of times different crimes would happen and they just couldn't figure out what was going on. These types of things are going to become the norm. Because again, you have a lot of different beings on this planet. You got a lot of different spirits. A lot of these spirits were trapped for a very long time. What happened was people went being greedy, going into tombs and opening up vessels and canisters because they saw gold, they saw jewelry, and they got greedy and start opening this stuff up, and they start letting all types of spirits back on the planet. So now all hell's about to break loose. The church has lost the power. They don't know what to do. A lot of your priests now, they're trying to call these spirits out, and the spirits are beating them up. So again, it's time for you to get some wisdom, some knowledge, and some understanding, which is why I created the Mystery School years ago. That school was divinely inspired. It's full of courses about spiritual things, paranormal things that may happen in your reality, and then how to protect yourself. They're magical seals that you can use, and they show you this in the Dresno Files. If you watch the show, he has a bracelet that he wears that have a bunch of different seals, Solomonic seals that he wears around his wrist that keeps him safe and protected from different spirits and different entities that are on the planet. You need to know which seals you can use. There are a bunch of different seals that you can choose, but the Solomon seal, seals of Solomon, you got Moses seal, you got all types of stuff. You got Egyptian seals, you got Voodoo Baby. You got all types of different things that you can use to not only conjure spirits, but keep certain spirits away from you. It's important for you to know about this stuff now because these spirits are getting into people. They're hopping in people's houses. They're getting into the animals. I saw a video on TikTok where the man was walking near a staircase and the dog was sitting on the stairs like a human. And then once he saw the man, he hurried up and went back to all fours. And the lady in the video was saying that's obviously a spirit in that dog. These animals that they told you were not sentient beings are sentient beings. Everything on this planet has a spirit within it. And the animals have intellect. That's why I'm telling you, if you're seeing all these crows, that's because they know something's about to go down in that area. Alright, it's a lot of stuff about to take place. They're more in tune with the spirit realm and with nature than the humans are today because they have everybody doped up on all these chemicals that they put in the food. So, you want to make sure that you're paying attention. And when you see the Vatican, who's basically the leader of all these religious organizations on this planet, when he pops up and he tells you, you need to pay attention to these spirits, and what's about to happen, something is about to take place. And it's important that you pay attention. Do not get distracted with all types of silly stuff. And the next thing you know, you're in a grocery store and there looks like a monster behind the cash register and you freak out simply because you haven't been paying any attention. And there's so many different videos that are starting to pop up where people are seeing things and it's freaking these people out. Some people, they don't know how to deal with that and they will go loco. Next thing you know, there's another mass shooting going on because they've gotten scared and they've seen something. They just don't understand what they're seeing because they lied to the masses and told you none of this stuff existed. They rewrote the history and lied about everything. And now the time is up, the veil's coming down, and the masks are going to fall off, and everybody's going to see what they are living in. So if you don't know how to protect yourself during this time, if you want more information, definitely visit our mystery school, www.mymysteryschool.com. Look at those courses. There's one in particular called Spiritual Protection. It's a 4-week course and it's really, really good. It teaches you about spirits, why everybody has a spirit, how these different spirits interact with you, and then different things that you can do to protect yourself from these spirits and to also help you to be able to work with certain spirits because you have spirits that will help you. You have ministering spirits. You have a lot of them that can help you get jobs. Like right now, the economy is terrible. So many people are saying they've applied for 100 jobs, 200 jobs. I have friends who've been out of work since October of last year. So at this point, you need spiritual help. You need divine intervention. And I told you guys that the currency will be mental, all right? That goes back to spirit. You're going to be able to get what you want based on that spirit energy. So it's important that you know how to navigate in the world that's coming or returning because they took all the magic out of the world and now the magic is coming back, which is why they've been preparing the next generation for a couple of decades now with all these magical shows, supernatural shows, different things to begin to teach the masses what is a skinwalker, what vampires really look like, what this stuff is, because all these creatures are here. They never left. All they did was put on a mask and pretended to be a human. So now the mask are going to come off and you're going to start seeing all types of stuff. And you want to make sure that you're ready for it and that you have a basic understanding of what you're dealing with and how to interact so that you don't just flip out and lose your mind. All right, again, visit the website www.mymysteryschool.com. I'm glad I got my
girl. The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here, right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.